Online Podcast May 5th, 2005. Hello, good morning for me. Have a good day or good evening whenever you're listening to this. I should stop saying that. But anyway, welcome to Online Podcast. This is me going to work again. How interesting. I'm not very late. Late, but not very late. Okay. So I have a sort of huge lineup of shows that I have planned for you, a few different topics, and this time I'm mostly centered around, what is it, centered around, bye girly, saying bye to my girl, hey you so pretty girl. Good girl. Daddy loves you. Young nanny. Good girl. And what was I saying? Centered around Malaysian culture, Malaysian film, Malaysian food, and it should be very exciting for me to talk to you about that. Some of my listeners are Malaysian themselves, but some of them aren't. And there are listeners who listen to my show who probably do not know much about Malaysia, so this will be very interesting. Okay, I'm on my way out now. And if you realize, the last show I did everything in mono. I do realize, I'm gonna wait for the door, it's kind of noisy. The garage door, that is. I do realize that it actually gives you a better sound quality when I keep it in stereo. It will probably paint a better picture, I think, than when I leave it mono. Okay, I'm gonna hit pause while I close the door so you don't get this huge ba-bum. Okay, the door's shut now. So what I was saying was, I won't go into... This show is really like a recap and catch-up for not being able to do a show for the last few days of last week. And today's show, oh my gosh, my battery's low. So I'm gonna, before I continue, I'm gonna put a new battery in there so that I can actually finish up the show during the drive. So I'm gonna put a new battery in, so all you realize is just a little pause. Okay, we are back with the fresh battery. I need to find a place to put my iRiver. So anyway, I was saying, okay, I'm gonna drive. This show is really an update for what I have planned for you so far. I have a film festival show that I will be doing with Henry, my correspondent in San Francisco, very soon. I'm planning to call him today, so I might actually be able to post the show tomorrow. But, you know, I'll keep my fingers crossed. But I'll post this show first. And I might actually even play his recorded message at the end of the show, or maybe on the next show. And he'll talk about, in fact, I might play it on this show. And then we'll talk further about the film festival with Henry. Bridget Jones. Bridget Jones in San Francisco next time I post the show. And the reason... Oh, yeah, I was telling you about that last show being in mono. I have been actually testing out a few things. In fact, one of the shows that I was talking to you about, The Pursuit of Equality or something like that, that show was also in mono. I kind of had to watch out for my bandwidth, not bandwidth, but my storage space, because I'm using Libsyn, as most of you know, and I have the 100 megabyte allowance of storage space per month on their server. So if I make the file too huge, no, not 100, it's actually 250. So that would allow me to do, if I want to do stereo all the time, that would only allow me to do 10 shows per month. So some of the shows, I either have to cut it short in length, or I have to cut the file size down by actually putting... This is all technical stuff that probably bore you to death. But I also realize some of the listeners are actually podcasters, so... But that's the reason why I haven't been doing more shows. I would really like to. And at some point, I might actually, once I get to that whole routine, I just wanted to try it out, because I think I will be able to do about 3 shows per week. And that would leave me to be about, you know, about 250 meg a month is what I think I would probably do. I don't really have a fixed date. I've been thinking a lot about it to post the show. I know it's actually very good for people to expect what day my show will be posted. I will try my very best to actually have a show up on Monday. And as you realize, for the last few weeks, the pattern of the show are once I have a show, there's actually continuous shows coming up following by that, and there'll be this long pause. It's probably annoying for you, but I kind of try not to set something too concrete for me, too rigid for myself, as well as for you. Well, because the main reason is because I don't want to feel like I have to do a show. I want to do a show when the show ideas I hear, and when I don't have anything, I would rather not do a show. So I thought I would just post a show when I feel like the inspiration's here, rather than trying to make a commitment or holding back shows so that I can have a consistent posting schedule. I hope that's okay. And part of the reason is it will probably only be annoying for people, more annoying for people who actually are listening to the show on the website, rather than having it download onto your computer automatically using the iPod client. Now, if that's you, I encourage you to go over to iPodder.org. I'll put a show note link. Put the link on my show notes to that website and actually have you read a little bit about how to download their software for Windows and PC, Windows PC, Windows system, and the Macintosh system for you to download the shows. Now, of course, you're gonna have to have internet connection, and so that would be a good thing to do. Then you will get a show automatically downloaded to your iPod or your any other audio device, MP3 device, whenever there's a show posted automatically. You don't have to think about what to go check on the show. But it's always good to go to my website also. My website is onlinepodcast.com. That's online, O-N-G-L-I-N-E, podcast.com. You just go there and read about the blog, or read the blog posts that I have. Usually when I don't do an actual podcast, I actually have a show. No, I mean, gosh, I got so distracted by traffic. when I don't actually have a podcast up, I actually usually post something instead. Handwritten, well, not handwritten, you know what I mean. I write an entry, a blog entry, instead of posting an audio show. So it's always good to go check on there. Also, it is onlinepodcast.com. And so that's what I'll be doing. And I think whatever possible, when I actually have an actual sound scene tour. Oh, I also have another idea too about sound scene tour. And but anyway, I'm gonna, whenever there is a real sound scene tour where sound quality, three-dimensional sound quality, that stereo sound from my microphone is crucial, I will then post the show in a rather high quality oh, police. Ooh, he's hot. There's a policeman doing a speed trap. But he's hot. Ooh, catch me if you can. Oh, got totally distracted by the hot police. What was I saying? Oh yeah, whenever there's a real sound scene tour, I'll post something that has a better sound quality, so that you can actually enjoy the ambience of the room and therefore paint a better picture. And when there's just audio like this, that I think there's not... You've heard my drive to work in stereo, so I don't believe you need to hear that in stereo again, because the main thing is for me to talk to you about stuff that I want to talk to you about. And when I say "and," that means I'm thinking what I was going to say next. How awful. So, let me see. Yesterday. I should have recorded this yesterday. I went to lunch. I mean, dinner with my brother and our friend, Suba. We went to dinner at a Chinese restaurant called Kin Lin here in Kansas City. And I should have recorded it because it was kind of funny, the conversation that we were having, but I did not. But anyway, on the way home from the restaurant, I saw a museum called the Miniature and Toy Museum. It looks very fascinating. I don't know whether it's part of the university, which is the, what is it, UMKC, University of Missouri, University of Missouri, Kansas City, UMKC. I don't know whether it's part of the college or whether it's its own identity. I'm not sure, but it does look fun. So I might be doing a sound scene tour there if it is allowed. I'm not sure if they allowed that. I'm sure it's okay. And so I'll be doing that, and of course there's a sound scene tour in the very famous Kansas City River Market, or City Market, and also the Country Club Plaza. So I'll be doing that as well, as the weather is getting nicer and as my schedule is getting a little bit less busy. I was gonna say not as busy, but it still is. Oh, so I will be. I'll play this clip for you from Henry, and he talks about the film festival and about the Malaysian films that was featured during the film festival. I want you to take a listen to that. And with that in mind, the next show should be us talking about the film festival, and you will hear a better interaction between bouncing back and forth as far as talking about Malaysian film, Malaysian life, and all that that reflects in the Malaysian Film Festival. The International Film Festival. So you hear that. Now I'm going to just play the audio clip for you, and then that will be it. And so right now, thank you for listening, and thank you for understanding why I didn't do a show as frequently as I do. Combination of a few things. Limited storage space, and also limited time that I have. That's why I'm doing this show on the road. So I'll end the show with the message or a report from Henry, and then my next show you will hear us talking about the film festival personally. Okay? Thank you very much again for downloading this show, and thank you very much for subscribing to the show especially. I will hopefully talk to you soon. Bye, take care, don't forget to smile. Bye. And here's Henry. Here's Bridget Jones.
Hello, this is Bridget Hannah Jones reporting from the San Francisco International Film Festival. Today is May 4th, Wednesday. And would you believe that tomorrow is a very, very last day at the film festival? As you might have heard, I've watched a whole ton of films, many, many films. And in particular, there was a batch of Malaysian films, which have been touted as a new wave of Malaysian films. It's very exciting. And one film in particular, which I watched tonight, is called The Gravel Road, and it's directed by Deepak Kumaran Menon. And this film really stands out in many ways. It is not only the debut feature of Deepak Kumaran Menon, but it is also the debut Tamil feature and the debut Tamil independent film to come out from Malaysia. So it is significant in many ways. So the film itself is based on the director's mother's experiences growing up as a teenager in a rubber plantation in Malaysia in the 1960s. So just from that, you can tell that it would be a very, very touching film. And the director, Menon, does right by this by giving the film a very quiet and gentle observant style, and it is just very, very charming, and it moves along very easily, and if you watch it, you will find that you're just drawn into the characters totally. And of course, this is beautifully shot. He definitely has an unmistakable eye for beauty. And he actually cites the great Satyajit Ray as one of his major inspirations. And, well, he has actually been compared in various press writings to Satyajit Ray's early work, which is that very gentle, quiet, and observant style. So The Gravel Road is really an exciting, exciting film. And should be checked out. It is one of the films, I've seen many films, and it's one of the most personally inspired and films I've seen. So I would really recommend it. And further information for this film, The Gravel Road, can be found on the website link that I'm sure John would post on the online website. And I look forward to further discussions with John about the other Malaysian films that include The Princess of Mount Ledang, Monday Morning Glory, and Sepet. So this has been Bridget Jones reporting live from San Francisco. Now back to studio.